Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9:30 a.m. on Thursday, November 14th, 2019. This meeting is being held in Committee Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning is the full commission: John L. Valentine, Commission Chair; Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner; Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner; Lawrence C. Walters, Commissioner. Scott Smith, our Executive Director, is excused, but we do have our Deputy Executive Director, Deanna Herring, participating with us this morning. The first item on the agenda is public comment period for anyone who wishes to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to pending or recently imminent appeal before the commission. Anyone wishing to take advantage of that today? I see none. I'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is to consider approving commission meeting minutes of October 24th, 2019. And I recognize Commissioner Walters.
I move to approve the commission meeting minutes of October 24th, 2019.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion? See no debate. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is considering amending administrative rule, and I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell to discuss R-861-1A-9 State Board of Equalization Procedure pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 59-2-212, 59-2-1004, and 59-2-704.5.
The following rule was published in the Utah State Bulletin on October 1st, 2019, and the public comment period ended on October 31st, 2019. We did not receive any public comments on the rule. The rule is R-861-1A-9, State Board of Equalization Procedures. The proposed rule amendment clarifies that the commission must consider facts and evidence presented, including facts and evidence that was presented by a party to the County Board of Equalization.
Thank you, Commissioner. Are there any questions from other members of the commission before I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Rockwell.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R-861-1A-9, State Board of Equalization Procedures.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. The rule is adopted. Next item on the agenda is approved submission of a proposed rule amendment to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication and the Utah State Bulletin. And this is R-873-22M-29, removable windshield placards pursuant to Utah Code Annotated Section 41-1A-40. Recognize Commissioner Rockwell for explanation.
It's actually 420, Chairman.
Oh, thank you. 41-1A-420. Thank you for that correction, Commissioner Cragen. Commissioner Rockwell.
The following proposed rule amendment is for the commission to consider and submit for publication to the Office of Administrative Rules. The rule will be published in the Utah State Bulletin on December 1st, 2019, and the public comment period will end on December 31st, 2019. The rule is R-873-22M-29, removable windshield placards. Amend the rule to require renewal of a removable windshield disability placard biennially instead of annually. This change is consistent with existing statute as amended during the 1999 general session in House Bill 208, license plate renewal for persons with disabilities, and conforms the language of the rule to the current and long-standing practice of the Motor Vehicle Division.
Thank you. Questions of Commissioner Rockwell? Seeing none, I recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Thank you. I move to submit the proposed rule amendment R-873-22M-29, removable windshield placards, to the Office of Administrative Rules.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The rule will be submitted to the Office of Administrative Rules for publication. Next item on the agenda is consider publication revisions, and we have two of those. First is Publication 14, Withholding Tax Guide. The second one is Publication 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information. Is there any public comment on these publication revisions? I see none. That'll be on to the next item on to the agenda then. Next item on the agenda is Commissioner's Reports. Does any commissioner wish to give a report? Commissioner Walters.
Just report that I had the privilege of attending the Western States Association of Tax Administrators conference in Eugene, Oregon, and also the National Conference of State Tax Court Judges in Boston. Both I found to be very helpful, and I've shared some of the information that I picked up there with colleagues and with the with Scott Smith and Deanna as well. Very, very helpful experiences.
Thank you for that report. Any other commissioner wish to give a report?
No.
I do not.
I'll give a quick report on some of the travels I've done in the last month. I started with the National Association of State Bar Members, with NASBET, which is the subsection of the American Bar Association for state and local taxation. I made a presentation there on Wayfair and Utah's implementation, specific of the platform or seller-vendor types of legislation we have in Utah. I also made a presentation at COST on the same subject. I met with our congressional delegation while I was in Washington, D.C. I did not get a chance to meet with Congressman Stewart, nor did I get a chance to meet with Senator Lee during that time period, but I did meet with the rest of our congressional delegation. Had some interesting discussions with them regarding tax reform that we're going in Utah, and on implementation, and specifically on the major case that came out of the Supreme Court last year dealing with gambling in New Jersey and federal preemption versus federal anti-commandeering rules. Those were some interests that they had about how Utah would view those particular cases and the issues that were facing in federal Congress. The staffers also indicated that they did not believe any major legislation for tax would be coming down this next year because they were worried about trying to get the continuing resolution through to fund the government immediately and for the coming year. Obviously, there was a lot of talk about impeachment and how it was taking all the air out of the room, and there was a significant amount of energy going into that particular sets of discussion. From there, I went to Wasada with Commissioner Walters, and we had several very, very excellent discussions that I thought were very helpful, and I've shared some of those with our colleagues, and I'll share more of those as we go along. I also attended the Multi-State Tax Commission conference in San Antonio, Texas, and during that time period there was one presentation that was outstanding that I think I'd like to share with the other members of the commission, and that was one on Indian law, and specifically the background for Indian law and where it's developed and how it's developed and kind of the current status of it. It was presented by a individual who was regarded as a pretty well-known national attorney who represents a lot of the tribes. So it came from the tribal perspective, but it was definitely worth viewing. So I've asked Clark Snelson and Susan Barnum, who were also at the MTC conference in San Antonio, to work up a presentation using the slide deck that was used there to assist us. I do have some fairly significant notes from that particular session, and I will forward those on to the members of the commission to review. That's my report at this time. Going to the next item on the agenda is the Executive Director's Report. Don't all recognize Deanna Herring for that report.
Thank you. Nothing to report.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Just so that everyone knows, our executive director is visiting some of our branch offices in Hurricane and in Richfield, as he also attends the Utah Association of Counties meeting in St. George. So he's out of the office for that time period doing that work for the commission. I see nothing else further to bring before the commission. I recognize Commissioner Corrigan for motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn is in order. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? If it passes unanimously, we're adjourned.